We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Byrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
Be honest, and I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
There's a lot of bright sunshine right now in Foxborough and all over New England. And after the wackiest lead-up to a Super Bowl ever, the New England Patriots are the NFL champions.
Now second and goal.
319! But that...
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
Belichick's going to become the oldest coach, supplanting Tom Coughlin, who was 65 when he beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 46. And there it is. The dynasty continues.
When you hear this music, you know what it means. It means that we are rocking and rolling on Mark After Dark. The Midnight Express is in full effect. Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday now, January 8th. And I am still looking at what the hell happened to the 2019 New England Patriots and how this team was looking to go to their fourth straight Super Bowl, looking to win their fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 years, 6 years. And it's all done now. A team that was 8-0 ended up 4-5, and losing at home on Wild Card Weekend, which is something that nobody thought would ever happen. The one thing that I know that needs to happen is that the New England Patriots need to do a much better job in terms of talent evaluation, and I mean that mostly with the draft. Yeah, they've been able to pull off some guys from other teams like Kyle Van Noy, getting Jamie Collins back. Stephon Gilmore, they signed as a free agent from Buffalo. He ended up becoming the best corner in the NFL, if not the best defensive player in the league this year. But this team, where has always been able to rely on Tom Brady to overcompensate and mask, to conceal all weaknesses. Right now, team couldn't score. They were 26 in the NFL in red zone percentage. Scoring touchdowns. 26th out of 32 teams. And it goes back to this. No player in the NFL or in pro sports today, as a superstar, has been more underserved and franchises has failed them more than the New England Patriots did Tom Brady this year. Nobody. Their left tackle goes to Oakland. Oh, we're going to put in a guy who was a first-round pick who's never actually played an official game in the NFL. He's going to take over for Trent Brown. Oh, guess what happened? He got hurt. He was out pretty much the first half, 10 games of the season. And then he comes back, and yeah, he's had some moments. But then the all 22 people around here want to sit here and say this guy's the next coming of Jonathan Ogden or Orlando Pace. It's like, no, that didn't happen. The running game regressed. Sony Michel turned into what I called him last year, Phony Michel. And oh, I got to give everybody out there credit because I've never heard enough, whether it's been on Twitter, whether it's been on WEI or the text line, wherever. You have all embraced the nickname Phony Michel. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. I know it took you a while. I know you all wanted to make me eat crow, and I did last year for three games in the postseason where he made history by becoming the first rookie running back to rush for, or first running back period to rush for six touchdowns in the playoffs. But he regressed worse than LeBron's hairline this year. The receivers. Josh Gordon comes in, then they ship him out of town. Antonio Brown's here for one game, and Robert Kraft decides to cut him because of the PR nightmare that AB had become. Belichick doesn't, he completely neglects the tight end position. Doesn't pursue Jared Cook prior to Gronk telling the team what he's going to do and is left standing at the altar bringing back a 38-year-old and Ben Watson to go along with Ryan Izzo and Matt LaCosse. And I go back to this. What Brady had to deal with this year was somewhat like what LeBron had to deal with last year with the Lakers. Remember how bad that team was? And I know LeBron got hurt. And they ended up missing the playoffs. And then they traded for Anthony Davis. And then everything changed. But you remember last year's team with LeBron? Lonzo Ball, Michael Beasley, Reggie Bullock, Tyson Chandler, JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, and the Lakers sucked. That's what Tom Brady had to deal with this year. Kind of like what Kobe Bryant had to deal with in 07 when the Lakers got bounced in the first round 4-1 by the Phoenix Suns. They were garbage. They were complete, total trash that year. But Kobe Bryant wanted out of town because he was surrounded with Kwame Brown, Brian Cook, Aaron McKee, Smush Parker, Luke Walton, Shamon Williams. I don't blame Brady for being pissed, folks, at all. But as much as Tom Brady's skills eroded this year, and I admit that they have. He was failed by his owner, his head coach, president, and general manager, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. The two guys that he has to answer to, his bosses, they failed the greatest quarterback in NFL history and maybe the greatest player in NFL history this year. And stopped the Patriots from doing something that I hadn't done in 15 years, which is go back-to-back. So when I point blame, and there's enough blame to go all around, I'm pointing my finger at Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick for the failure of the 2019 Patriots. 617-779-7937. What about you? Who do you blame for how this team went from 8-0 to 4-5, losing back-to-back games to Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins and Ryan Tannehill and the Titans? Who do you blame on that? At home. That's who I blame. Oh, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the other story that came out today. thanks to former WEEI fill-in co-hosts that used to be here. Evan Drellick. The Boston Red Sox allegedly used video replay to steal signs from opposing pitchers and catchers during their run to the 2018 World Series, according to a report published by The Athletic and Evan Drellick. Citing three anonymous people who were with the Red Sox in 2018. The Athletic reported that Boston players would visit the replay room to decipher their opponent's sign sequence and then relay the information to the dugout. Someone from the Red Sox dugout would then communicate with a base runner who would use body movements to relay pitch information to the batter. Now, the Red Sox said in a statement to The Athletic, quote, "We were recently made aware of allegations suggesting the inappropriate use of our video replay room. We take these allegations seriously and will fully cooperate with MLB as they investigate the matter." Multiple Red Sox sources told The Athletic that the system was impossible to use during the postseason because Major League Baseball had in-person monitors stationed in all video replay rooms during the playoffs. A source who was with the Red Sox told The Athletic, quote, "It's cheating. Because if you're using a camera to zoom in on the crotch of the catcher to break down the sign system and take that information and give it out to the runner, then he doesn't have to steal it." So the Red Sox now, welcome to Red Sox Spygate. How about that? Now, is the Globe and the TV network that the Red Sox are on, Nesson, going to report this with the vigor and intensity that it deserves? Because they sure as hell threw the Patriots underneath the bus with that Cincinnati Bengals thing a couple weeks ago with Kraft Sports Productions, which we are finding out that the NFL has pretty much deduced that it had nothing to do with football operations. It was just some dumbass who didn't know better. That's all. So, Red Sox cheat gate. Let's get into that too. Does that taint the 2018 World Series for you just a little bit? Just a little bit. I don't know. The dirty water? Dirty Red Sox? I don't know. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Let's go to the phones. Dennis is up next in East Boston. What's up, Dennis?
Mark with the C. James. What's going on?
Hey, tonight? Hey. Happy Wednesday. How are you, man? Thanks for listening and calling in.
No doubt. I think, unfortunately, what this comes down to is Bob Kraft. And now he's done everything for this city, saved the team. I'm never going to, you know, knock him for that. But I think he meddled when Antonio Brown was here. He didn't like that Antonio Brown made comments about the massage parlor situation.
No, but he did that after, though. He did that after, didn't he? That was after he got cut.
Either way,
okay.
If that was what prevented him from bringing him back, that's fine. But whatever it was, the situation that begun in the first place with Brown, it got too hot after a week or two, and Kraft couldn't take it. And I think Brady really holds a grudge.
Yes.
He loves Kraft. He's never going to say anything. But I think Belichick as well, both of them are very annoyed about this. Kraft meddled. They wanted Antonio Brown on the team. And I mean, think about this, Mark. Mm-hmm. In 1 week, he came there, the first drive, he had multiple catches and a touchdown.
I know.
In 8 weeks, what's the two rookies there? When Harry finally came off the injured list there, he did nothing. 8 weeks.
Yep.
And Antonio Brown in one drive.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the cause of everything. Antonio Brown going.
Not only would they have had a bye, Dennis, they would have been the number one seed in the AFC if Antonio Brown was on the team.
We'd be talking right now about how they look going into this Sunday rather than how they look going into next year and where Brady's going to play.
Right. Absolutely. And unfortunately, so when you blame, who do you blame the most on the 2019 failed Patriots season?
Bob Kraft, because he meddled.
He
never meddled before. He finally meddled, and unfortunately he took it. Because the thing about Kraft, Mark, he, and this is great. Look, he's a multi-billionaire, very successful businessman. He's very successful. I can't say a bad word about him, but his biggest issue, his biggest weak point is he wants to be liked by everyone. When he's friends with Trump, he couldn't just come out and say, yeah, no problem. He did, but he sort of tiptoes around it whenever it's brought up. He just, and like I said, I love the guy, but he wants to be liked by everyone. And that's sort of his fatal flaw, I think, in this instance.
I agree with you. That's a great phone call, Dennis in East Boston. Hey, don't be a stranger, okay?
Of course.
All right, thanks, man. 617-779-7937. I have to go Kraft, too. I think Kraft effed up more than anybody. He killed his team. Because here's the thing. Well, you can say, well, the NFL would have put Antonio Brown on the exempt list, right? Okay? But what? Like, shouldn't you at least wait that out? To wait till that happens? Why be the one? Like, you needed Antonio Brown. And you know the thing what happened was? They got off to that fraudulent 8-0 start. And when they got off to the fake 8-0 start, oh, look, we don't need them. Oh, we don't need them. No, you did need them. You just played trash teams. It was like Alabama. Playing Springfield Technical Community College, Bunker Hill Community College, Holyoke Community College. That's what it was like. And you ultimately got exposed when you got to playing tough teams. You needed Antonio Brown because you did not have a tight end. How about it? The Ravens, they got three tight ends. Hurst, Andrews, and somebody else. Who's the other guy they got there?
Nick Boyle.
Boyle, there you go. Nick Boyle, that's right. How about the Titans? Titans too, man. They've got this team... needs to change the way they do business. John's up next. What's up, John?
I just wanted to say, Mark, that I think that the Lakers were in fourth place when LeBron got hurt last year, so that can't be nothing. They had Ingram. They had Lonzo. They had...
Yeah, that's true.
They had a decent team. I mean, they always say LeBron didn't have anybody, but I don't know. And anyway, I wanted to also say I think the Patriots were just fatigued. They play a lot of games. So, you know, I mean, it just gets to them after a while. They had a lot of offensive line injuries, and sometimes things just happen. I mean, it's a tough year. Those other teams got a lot of rest because they don't get to play a whole lot in the playoffs. And the other thing I was going to say was the Red Sox robbed the Dodgers and sort of the Astros. Shouldn't they be back-to-back champions? How many times? I mean, they lost in 56. That's three world championships they could have had. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. But I don't blame Tom Brady for being pissed off at the way this team is going. I don't like what happened this year. He's frustrated. Remember after the big win at Philadelphia? At that point, it was the best win of the season. At that point, Brady goes into the post-game press conference. He walks off after a minute and a half. He got tired of it. He just like, as after a win, you thought they would have lost. Nobody has underserved their team worse than the Patriots did TB12 this year. You could say the Angels with Mike Trout, but the Angels have thrown money. They've thrown money at people. Albert Pujols, CJ Wilson, Jerry, like they've tried that. Like I felt like, and then the worst part was, so here was the thing where Kraft screwed the Patriots twice, cutting Antonio Brown, and then forcing Bill Belichick to make a panic trade to give up a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. And that second-round pick is going, gone. It's never coming back. You got ripped off, okay? You got completely fleeced for that.
Could you blame Brady for that, though? Because he pushed for Sanu over Sanders.
I blame Kraft because they would have never been in that position if he didn't cut Antonio Brown. I blame Kraft. So one sort of is the thing that causes the direct cause and effect of the other. So I blame Kraft on that. 617-779-7937. Paul's up next in a car. What's up, Paul?
You are all wet on Rob Kraft meddling. The guy has character. You can't say that if Antonio Brown was with the team, why hasn't Antonio Brown been picked up by anybody else?
Okay.
The fact that he's cancer.
Okay, Paul. Whoa. Yes. I understand what you're saying. Robert Kraft's a great individual. I wouldn't exactly say coming off his 2019 calendar year, he's that character. Let's not forget what happened down
that's
in South. Okay.
Put that aside for 1 second, okay? He had a lapse, and everybody does. And Moira Kraft was his moral compass. And you'll go back to Christian Peter, right?
Right.
Moira didn't want
that was someone who was beating up women.
What did Christian Peter do after they cut him? Nothing. What did Antonio Brown do after we cut him? Nothing.
Well, he hasn't played with anybody yet, Paul.
Already there, yes. Can't say what you're going to sit there and talk about with the number one seed because Antonio Brown, all of a sudden, he was our magic. He was our knight in the shining armor. Come on.
But Paulie was 28 catches away from having the most catches in NFL history in a decade. He was your only home run hitter.
Mike Tomlin put up with that guy for a long time, and John Gruden said, "No, enough."
John Gruden didn't say no. Antonio Brown wanted out of Oakland, Paul. Paul, what world?
Why?
Do, Paul,
Why?
Paul,
Why?
New England had no weapons. Oakland they needed been, Antonio
and
Brown.
What you're saying is Antonio Brown could have taken Oakland to the playoffs and beyond.
Well, Paul, he didn't want to be there.
Like a global football player.
Paul, he did not want to be there.
And he didn't want to be here because he was acting like a jackass. And he doesn't want to be with any team.
No, Paul, he did want to be here. He said the only quarterback he wants to play with in 2020. Paul, the only quarterback he wants to play with in 2020, according to him posting on Instagram, is Tom Brady. He wanted to be in New England, Paul.
Because Tom Brady wanted a criminal and a derelict. We should just allow that.
Oh, by the way, a criminal who has never been convicted or charged. Okay. A criminal's never been convicted or charged.
He's
so,
a scumbag.
Hey, Paul.
Would you let that guy date your daughter?
Hey, Paul. Let me tell you this: How many crimes?
That guy at dinner?
Hey, well, how many crimes has Antonio Brown committed? That he's been charged with. How many?
There you go.
How many has he been charged with? Now, how many crimes has Robert Kraft been charged with?
So he's a great guy. So you let him date his daughter. You date your daughter, your cousin, your sister.
Hey, Paul.
He's a great guy.
Paul, how many crimes was Robert Kraft charged with last year? The Florida authorities are considering charging him with felonies, Paul. So wake up. Wake up.
Oh, yeah. I'm asleep. But you've never been to one of those places.
Never in my life. In my life.
As am I. But I'm not going to convict the guy because the guy lost his wife.
Paul, he lost his wife like 8 years.
Paul, a scumbag.
Paul, I know he's not. Paul,
he wasn't taking these slave girls over by himself.
No, Paul, I'm not saying he's a scumbag. Paul, are you going to let me talk on my show? Or are you going to shut the hell up? Bye. You're such an idiot. Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't even know why I kept you on as long as I did. Jesus, you're such a moron. I'm losing my voice because this guy. Oh, my God. He's one of those callers that he talks, and then when you talk, he keeps talking. Paul, learn when you call on a radio show with a talk show host, you don't keep talking. It makes for bad radio, you dumbass. All right, listen. Time for trending.
They lost it. Let me see it.
Look at Adam Schefter.
The Raiders.
Free! Oh, my God! Oh! Let's go! Oh! The freedom bell ring got me flying like a free! Fly like an eagle! Let's go!
Free!
Let's go! Oh, I'm free. Oh. Grandma, they freed me! They freed me, Grandma!
I told you,
Grandma. Ah, God is the greatest.
Yeah, for those of you that you want to go down the revisionist history road, at least know that he wanted out. Antonio Brown didn't want to be in Oakland. So there's that. If you're going to look at this in what would have been, could have been, should have been, it all goes back to Robert Kraft. Because think about it, is that the cause and effect of cutting Antonio Brown forced you to go after for Mohamed Sanu. And I know Brady wants Sanu, and they gave up a two to get him. But you gave up a not only did you get a complete total bust in a trade, but you gave up a second-round pick. So it was compounded. You lost a wide receiver coming off a season where he caught 15 touchdowns, and you got Slohamed Snafu. I blame Kraft. Kraft effed this season up for the New England Patriots, period. What do you think? 617-779-7937. On the mark, off the mark. Final segment. We'll have a tremendous montage by Nick LaPan of the show. We'll be coming up. Your thoughts on the Red Sox cheating as well? Let's go to Rocco on the Cape. Rocco, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, listen. I don't have a problem with what Rob Kraft did. He's a single man.
No, I don't.
He did what he did.
Right.
Now, can I finish?
Absolutely. And I don't either. I have a problem with what he did to Antonio Brown.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. You know? Do you know what the problem I have with? He got caught, right? And now it's affecting my team. It's affecting my football team. Because now he's trying to save face, right? Because he wasn't doing anything wrong. And the only reason they cut Brown was because of what Kraft got caught doing. And then it affected Brady. It affected the whole team. It affected Belichick. It affected everybody. So the whole blame goes on Kraft.
Yep.
You know, if you're going to let it come out of your pants, then do it a little more respectable or so somebody doesn't notice.
Really? Here's the thing, really? Rocco. Here's my thing. You don't ever show up. If you're a man of his stature and a public figure who's a multi-billionaire, you're one of the most powerful people in sports, you don't show up to a place of ill repute twice in 14 days.
He's worth billions.
Right.
Billions. And he does this? He does this 14 days before a game? Are you kidding me? And now,
it's twice in 14 hours.
It's biting us in the butt now.
Yep.
It bit us in the butt now because now he wants to go this whole moral thing, right? Oh, we can't do Antonio Brown because look at what he did. Well, you did the same damn thing. Let me try to do this without swearing. Self-righteous, you fill it in. You're a word master. You fill it in. He's self-righteous.
Hypocrite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hypocrite.
Yep. That's fair enough. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that at all. Justin's up next in the car. What's up, Justin? Justin, going once, twice.
Okay. I think it's Jeff. Mark.
Okay.
Jeff.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, blame that on the call screener. I'm sorry. It says Justin. All right. Jeff.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call, Mark. Good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
And I wanted to, I love what you're saying here because it's so true and it's so frustrating. And I'm a diehard Pats fan and I never thought I would feel this way, but I hope Tom does leave because he has given so much. And what they did to him this year with surrounding him with nothing, it's just awful. And then Kraft has the audacity to say a couple of days ago, I hope and pray he either stays as a Patriot or retires. Kraft is the one who can make these decisions. Kraft is the one who can get him the talent. Mm-hmm. It's his team. And I think Tom Brady has bent over backwards how many times to restructure his contract for different players in the past? Several times, right?
Yes.
So at what point has this guy given so much and they treat him this way? I think it's terrible.
I do too, Justin. I'm with you. They did not put him... The most successful employers put their employees in positions to succeed, not fail. And that's what the New England Patriots did the latter this season with Tom Brady. They put him in a spot to fail. And I, you know, Justin, look around. Look around at the other quarterbacks in the playoffs. What if Tom Brady had Minnesota's weapons with Dalvin Cook, Madison, Thielen, Diggs, Rudolph? What if he had Drew Brees' weapons in New Orleans? What if he had Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers' weapons? I mean, it's a totally different team. This team is getting ready for the divisional playoff weekend, and they're getting ready to go to their fourth straight Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, if he had any of those weapons that you just mentioned, they would have been off last week, and they would have been preparing to play this weekend.
No doubt. No question.
And, you know, throughout, when you really look at it, throughout Brady's career, he has done more with less than any other quarterback. And it seems like that's just still not good enough for Kraft and Belichick. And I think it's just the ultimate slap in the face to Tom Brady. And I think he's finally said enough is enough. I am done with the nickel and dime BS. I want to go where someplace like, for example, I don't know what your opinion is on this, but hypothetically, had he gone to Dallas, I think Jerry Jones would say, Tom, I'll give you whatever you want. You tell me what you want, and I'll do what I can to get it for you.
Yeah, and you know, Robert Kraft has normally done that, but when he interfered with football operations by cutting Antonio Brown, he basically stuck a nail in the 2019 Patriots coffin. Mike's up in Music City, Nashville. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're going to have to take us off speaker.
I have you on the line.
What? Yeah, Mike, your
sorry,
phone.
No, sorry, okay. I had you on my headset. I didn't know it was doing that.
Okay, you sound so much better now. Thank you.
You're good. I feel like everybody's forgetting about Demaryius Thomas in the whole thing. If we had Demaryius Thomas, that still would have done better than the whole deal with Antonio Brown.
His game wasn't that good. I mean, I don't think they should have cut him for nothing, but what did he do this year with the Jets, though, really?
It would have been better than what it ended up as with Antonio Brown.
No, it wouldn't have been better than Antonio Brown. He would have probably been better than Josh Gordon because you were been able to rely on him, not better than Antonio. Dude, Antonio Brown had 15 touchdown catches last year, man.
Antonio Brown for the whole season obviously would have been better. I'm talking about end result.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, Demaryius Thomas I'm not heartbroken about, or even like Josh Gordon. The problem is that, you know, it just – the walls closed in this year on Brady. And it was not due to his – it was not his fault whatsoever, you know?
No, not in the slightest. Yeah.
So, what's the feeling down in Nashville? Is it tough living down there with the Titans moving on?
Well, I went to the Bruins game tonight, and that was very, very satisfying.
You went to what?
The Bruins game. They played in
Nashville. Oh, yeah, they beat the Predators tonight. That's right. Okay, well, that's good. But I can't imagine it's got to be tight and crazy down there now, huh?
It is, but there was definitely Let's Go Bruins chance in Bridgestone.
Well, I'm glad the Bees won tonight.
At least.
All right. 617-779-7937. On the mark, off the mark. Nickel Pan Productions coming up next. We did find something that I said, which we'll play tomorrow night to start the show. I knew I said that. Boy, I don't want anybody to know what it is. We're going to save it for tomorrow night. Nick, what was the date on that?
12/13.
Prescient. 12/13. I said it then. By the way, save that for Eamon too, because we're going to be using that on Saturday. Oh boy, are we going to be using that on Saturday? All right, final segment next. You want to get in? You know the number, 617-779-7937, and the epic on the mark, off the mark montage next.
I remember the date that Tom Brady took over the New England Patriots. It was September 9th, 2001, because it was 2 days before Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. The date that Tom Brady took over the Patriots nobody knew who Tom Brady was.
Right.
He was a 6th-round pick out of Michigan. He wasn't expected to be a superstar or anything like that. And what he did over the course of 20 years was great, and he gets a lot of accolades, but it's also a team sport where the team, each year that they went to the Super Bowl, and each year they won the Super Bowl, and each year they won 12, 13 games, the team did that. It wasn't just Tom Brady. And what I want to make a point of is moving forward, Tom Brady came out of nowhere. And so everyone's getting emotional over the Tom Brady thing. But what's to say that Stidham isn't the next Tom Brady? I mean, nobody knew Tom Brady the day that he took over for Drew Bledsoe.
I'm thinking about how it all started. You know, a kid, you know, Belichick had to realize that that team, the year he drafted Brady, was nothing special. He went 5-11, right? And I think he carried Brady as the 4th quarterback.
Yeah.
Because he could. And nowadays, you know, in the championship years around here where he's carrying 2 quarterbacks, that never happened because he'd be valuing that roster spot. But on a bad team, yeah, he could carry 4 quarterbacks just to see. And that's what needs to happen again. That this team needs to blow up, get good draft picks, have the freedom to be able to move up. You know, if Belichick has 4 guys to look at, maybe pick one guy with the number 8 pick of the draft. Maybe get another guy in the 3rd, another guy in the 5th, whatever. And whoever he likes the most, he can advance whenever he sees fit. Because there's no reason to say, oh, we're 11-5 with a guy who's pretty good. But this other guy who's my backup, he might be great. But you know what? We're trying to win, so I'm not going to advance that guy. I don't want that to happen. I want the guy who's the very best person to get the starting job, because that's the surest way to win.
I think, unfortunately, what this comes down to is Bob Kraft. And now he's done everything for this city, saved the team. I'm never going to, you know, knock him for that. But I think he meddled when Antonio Brown was here. He didn't like that Antonio Brown made comments about the massage parlor situation.
No, but he did that after, though. He did that after, didn't he? That was after he got cut.
Either way,
okay.
If that was what prevented him from bringing him back, that's fine. But whatever it was, the situation that begun in the first place with Brown, it got too hot after a week or two, and Kraft couldn't take it. And I think Brady really holds a grudge.
Yes.
He loves Kraft. He's never going to say anything. But I think Belichick as well, both of them are very annoyed about this. Kraft meddled. They wanted Antonio Brown on the team. And I mean, think about this, Mark. Mm-hmm. In 1 week, he came there. The first drive, he had multiple catches and a touchdown.
I know.
In 8 weeks, what's the 2 rookies there? When Harry finally came off the, injured list there, he did nothing. 8 weeks.
Yep.
He's a multi-billionaire, very successful businessman. He's very successful. I can't say a bad word about him, but his biggest issue, his biggest weak point is he wants to be liked by everyone. When he's friends with Trump, he couldn't just come out and say, yeah, no problem. He did, but he sort of tiptoes around it whenever it's brought up. He just, and like I said, I love the guy, but he wants to be liked by everyone. And that's sort of his fatal flaw, I think, in this.
It's so frustrating. And I'm a diehard Pats fan, and I never thought I would feel this way. But I hope Tom does leave, because he has given so much, and what I thought would think what they did to him this year with surrounding him with nothing, it's just awful. And then Kraft has the audacity to say a couple days ago, I hope and pray he either stays as a Patriot or retires. Kraft is the one who can make these decisions. Kraft is the one who can get him the talent. Mm-hmm. It's his team. And I think, Tom Brady has bent over backwards how many times to restructure his contract for different players in the past. So at what point has this guy given so much and they treat him this way? I think it's terrible.
All right. Great job by Nick LaPan. Nick, closing words. Anything you want to say about anything that happened today or just in general about the show or what people were talking about tonight?
I kind of agree with that last call that we just played. I've only known Tom Brady, growing up my entire life, being only 23. But I'm interested to see what it's going to look like after. And I'm excited for the off season because I just kind of want to know.
Yeah, of course. We all do. I mean, and I do too, man. It's but we'll continue to debate and analyze, psychoanalyze what happened to this season and something that was so promising ended up so disappointing and unfulfilling. Have a great Wednesday. I'll be back in about 21 hours for Mark After Dark right here on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.